This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome to you, Jay-Z.
Great to be here, Jim and Bill. Thank you for having me.
The reason we are is because we need to discuss the sad passing of Ron Joseph. One of the legends of AFL administration stroke VFL administration. Yep. Doesn't matter what club you want to talk about.
Power broker.
he wasn't everyone's cup of tea, Ron, but what he was very passionate about North Melbourne and very, very wary of City Hall.
Yes.
He strongly believed that pretty much everything that went wrong was the AFL's doing.
And he's not on his own there.
No, he wasn't, but he took it to a new level. But what he was, Fat, was a supreme deal maker.
Yes.
Yeah. His ability to put a deal together and convince a player that North was the best fit for them was incredible.
Or a coach.
When you think about the size of North Melbourne up against the Essendon's Collingwood's, his ability to get people, and how he did it, Jay-Z, and I saw it firsthand on a number of occasions, he had this incredible knack of knowing where someone's back needed scratching. So if it was a car, if a player was passionate about cars, Ronnie had sought him a brand new car.
Yes.
If it was a travel they liked, there were tickets to Europe and they were sitting up the front.
Beautiful.
He was incredible.
So how did he get Ron Brassey?
Well, that was back in the early 70s. I think they just realised.
Would have been huge news back then, Ron Brassey leaving and going to North Melbourne as coach. How did he do that?
They just realised he was gettable, and this is what he did. So the best example, or the most famous example I heard of his incredible ability, was he was after the great Russell Ebert, trying to get him to Arden Street
Superstar.
4 years.
Huge figure.
Yeah. He'd won three McGarry's, I think, in maybe even four. Actually, and he was the best player in the SNFL and had been for years.
Yep.
And Ron had tried to lure him over about six times with no success. Russell apparently had a good business going in Adelaide. He had his family there, happy playing in the Sandful. He wasn't coming.
Yeah.
So eventually, Ron flies to Adelaide, sits down with Russell and put a piece of paper in front of him and a pen. And he said, righto, you write down on this bit of paper every reason why you're not coming to North. Write them all down.
Yeah.
So apparently Russ picked the paper up, the pen up, and he wrote pretty much a full A4 paper and handed it back to Ron. Ron said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to the airport, flew home.
Yep.
2 weeks later, he comes back with the same bit of paper, sits down in front of Russell Ebert and goes, there you are, done.
All done.
And Russ goes, what do you mean? Ron said, I've fixed all of those things you got on that bit of paper. They're all sorted. Yep. Here's a Form 4. Let's get you signed.
Form 4.
And Russ grabbed the pen and goes, mate, he's good enough to fix all of them. I'm signing.
Yes.
And he came and played, I think, two seasons at North Melbourne.
Did he? Yep. But he wasn't a star, was he? Because he was a genuine star
there.
It
was the back end of his time. End. His first year, actually, I think he came third for the comp in possession. So he did play bloody well, but is an example of the fact that he never, ever took no for an answer, Ron.
Well, I'll tell you what he did do. When they won in 1975, the first ever VFL flag, after finish bottom of the ladder 72, they win it in 75, Jim.
And lost in 74. So,
and he convinced four captains of other clubs to come to North.
Amazing.
So Johnny Rantel, Doug Wade, Barry Davis, and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that? Get four captains of, other clubs?
I'll tell you
clubs.
How he did it.
Yeah.
Because we're talking early 70s.
Money?
$10,000 in a brown paper bag. Mm. So that's 100 in today's money, isn't it?
So
that's like having $100,000 in a bag.
Stacks of cash.
Packs
and then
it down.
And then did it twice, did he not? Didn't he have the same impact at Sydney? Did he go, he got player out to say, he not only did it once, he helped do it a second time, got Roosie up there.
Malcolm Blight.
So incredible ability, as I say, to get deals done. And it's the stuff of legend when
that's
you talk around the comp. Valet, Ronnie Joseph, he has touched many, many people in his journey through this amazing competition. So it's a sad day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at Bluebet. Get around Bluebet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.